It's The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And there was a real cliffhanger last night in the House of Representatives.
To defend the Fourth Amendment, to defend the privacy of each and every American.
That's Representative Justin Amash from Michigan, a Democrat defending his amendment to cut funding from the NSA, the National Security Agency, for the collection of any domestic intelligence. The amendment concentrated on details about phone calls dialed and received by Americans not under any specific suspicion by the government. The White House said this was a bad idea. In light of the recent unauthorized disclosures, the president has said that he welcomes a debate about how best to simultaneously safeguard both our national security and the privacy of our citizens. However, in a statement, the White House said, "We oppose the current effort in the House to hastily dismantle one of our intelligence community's counterterrorism tools. This blunt approach is not the product of an informed, open, or deliberative process." But the Democratic White House found an ally in that statement in Republican Representative Mac Thornberry from Texas.
"These programs at NSA have made a crucial contribution to that success over the last decade, and it seems to me it would be foolhardy to toss them away."
Congress in the end voted against the amendment 205 to 217, a close vote, and for this Congress, divided and gridlocked, it was a real debate, devoid of procedural workarounds and backroom deals, a straight-up debate on a very important issue of constitutional protections for the privacy of Americans versus security for all Americans, all amidst a moment where technology is racing ahead. It was a fascinating, invigorating moment for lawmakers in the House, no matter how you voted on the amendment. Republican Congressman David Schweikert voted for the amendment. He represents Arizona's 6th District and thinks this was a great moment to be a congressman. Congressman Schweikert, welcome to the program.
John, this is always my idea of fun.
So do you think there is a bipartisan move afoot to really challenge some of the assumptions about the Patriot Act, domestic surveillance, what has now gone on in two administrations in terms of raising the level of vigilance on American citizens?
John, it's like everything. It becomes even more complicated than that. You had people like Congressman Sensenbrenner, who actually was the author of the original Patriot Act, standing up and saying, "This is not what I wrote." We had members who you would consider to be on the more liberal side saying, "I trust the administration. I don't want to change what we're doing." So the dynamics sometimes on a huge issue like this that's complicated become much more complex than just these folks are on this side and the other side is trying to hold the status quo.
It's also this attempt to use the awesome power of the purse strings there in the House of Representatives to cut funding for domestic surveillance. The Amash Amendment, in that sense, really mirrors the Boland Amendment, the old Boland Amendment from the 80s that attempted to cut funding to the Contras in Nicaragua.
Yeah.
And we know what happened there as the White House tried to work around it.
Well, and mechanically, that's actually a function of how legislation moves. Think of it this way. Legislation is really sort of bifurcated. There's those that are the actual appropriations, and then there's the language that are the authorization, and they're separate pieces of legislation. What we had on the floor last night was the appropriation. So in that case, you can't do policy and legislation, but you can do limitation of where those dollars can be spent.
And in this case, would it have worked? Would it have shut it down, or would the government have been able to find another way to do it?
And this is what's really important. It wasn't shutting down the metadata collection. It was shutting down the collection on U.S. citizens that were not under suspicion. So you now have to sort of work your way into the other layers. Is metadata, the phone numbers you've called, your personal record, or does it ultimately belong to, in this case, the phone company that's holding it? Does the mining of that break through the Fourth Amendment? And it's fascinating because the way technology is moving so quickly, think of all the technology you and every one of your listeners has in their lives, their emails, their phones, everything else. It all sits out on a third party's server. So we're actually now having to rethink, what are your personal records?
And, you know, the Congress is really going to have to come up with a definition of what is just phishing and what is actual surveillance based on suspicion. And it sounds to me like there were a lot of people in Congress last night, in the House anyway, who want to end phishing season forever.
Very much so. But now, what will tomorrow's technology bring? Our world is very, very different today. But also, what would have been in under lock and key, you know, 20 years ago in your office or in your home, now is sitting on someone else's server.
Well, Congressman Schweikert, it sounds to me like you and some of your colleagues need to get to work today on the brain implant amendments of the Patriot Act.
Well, what happens when someone like me who really wants to walk around with Google glasses? I mean, think about this. We are in a world today where everything is the databasing of America. What expectation do you and I as Americans have of privacy?
Do you think Congress should be in the business of deciding what that is, or the White House and the national security establishment?
I absolutely believe that's Congress. And we have to find a way to deal with the realities of a dangerous world and also what keeps us both safe but also protects our Constitution. And sometimes, you know, what the law we may attempt to write today, technology is going to turn outdated tomorrow. And I think you saw that partially in the debate last night. The other thing you also saw was an interesting thread, and this one actually you had some of the members on the left talking about, and that was the fear of if we do this and next month there's some horrible terrorist incident, do we get blamed for trying to protect the Fourth Amendment because how many Americans will run towards security over freedom?
Hmm. Technologically speaking, looking back, was the Patriot Act a mistake in your view?
No. But what's happened, it's not the Patriot Act, and this is one of the problems. Patriot Act is there's a lot of big, complicated, moving pieces in it. It's sort of the mission creep that I believe we see within it. And that's why it's so powerful when someone like a Congressman Sensenbrenner, who wrote it, stands up and says, when I wrote this, I did not mean for the collection of this data. I meant the collection of the data on the bad guys or foreigners or people who did not hold these constitutional rights as U.S. citizens.
Well, fascinating debate, fascinating discussion. Republican Congressman David Schweikert, representing Arizona's 6th District. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.